Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
I'm in love through the valley of pleasure.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Satellite. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Skate. out of the edge. Out here skating on the skinny side of the edge.
This is Nate Bowman from Cal's Too Far and Rescue, reminding you to keep your stovetop clean. keep anything that can catch fire, like pot and pan holders, oven mitts, paper towels, and napkins, away from your stovetop. Clean up food and grease from your stovetop and burners. Pot holders and oven mitts should be easy to reach when you're cooking. Avoid wearing loose clothing and never hold small children while cooking. Although kitchen fires may seem small, never forget how dangerous and devastating a fire can be. When in doubt, get out and call 911 for help. For more information, call your local fire department or go to www.c2fr.org.
Just to say goodnight. beautiful. I just can't get it off my mind. The word is getting out. All my kids all screaming, shouting. The news is on the loose. I'll tell you what it's all about. It's out of the mouths of babes. Don't no one know the facts. They're falling through the cracks. Don't no one know the truth. In my soul, but when I heard the truth, I had to have a hand to hold. It's out of the mouths of babes, out of the mouths of babes.
Ceiling a little bit late, but we're going to keep going until 6 o'clock. And so I'm Vin Magazzini. 855-915-9636 is the number, and I have Cosmic Vultures here in the studio with me. They're going to be talking about their music, talking about their songs. They'll be talking about a gig they'll be playing very soon, and we'll be having them on the air in just a second. So first, a PSA.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
And your friends right here on WMFO Medford and Acoustic Ceiling listeners, talk to Cosmic Vultures, introduce yourselves, go ahead, I have them in the studio, this is WMFO 91.5, and start this way over here, then go that way.
Howdy. Start with me?
Yep.
So I'm John Chesbro, I'm the guitar player, lead guitar player, and Influences, you want to hear Influences? Am I talking
about? Yeah, go ahead.
Let it fly, baby.
Let it fly, baby.
Influences, John Frusciante, Jim James, Jimi Hendrix, of course, all the greats. I like Peter Steele, too. He's more of a songwriter. I like him for more of a songwriting, but I love metal.
Okay.
Even though we're not a metal band.
I just
know
we're not metal. I learned this on the car ride over, actually. I didn't know you liked that.
Yeah, I wasn't. Really? I didn't know that until. Yeah, I'm.
You just found this out half hour ago.
I'm Derek Smith. I'm the lead singer and the rhythm guitar player. Influences of Frank Zappa for sure. The Beatles. A lot of classic rock. A lot of classic funk. How about you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm Steve Constantino. I'm the bass player for the Cosmic Vultures. Biggest influence for me personally, growing up, I listened to Victor Wooten a lot, master at the bass. Bass player for Phish, Mike Gordon. Also, I love funk. It's probably my favorite style of music. Larry Graham, of course, and just James Brown, all that good stuff.
Okay, cool.
And I'm Kevin Stanley. I'm on drums. I'd say influences for me would probably be everybody loves John Bonham from Zeppelin, Billy Martin of Medeski, Martin and Wood, and I don't know.
Cool.
Plenty of others out there, maybe Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
All right, so we have this band that called Cosmic Vultures, and they're a Boston band / Massachusetts band, and they have a song called Angel Dust. I'll be playing that in just a second, but before I play Angel Dust, do you want to talk a little bit about the song? I know Angel Dust is a bad drug that people use. It's very powerful.
No affiliation.
Addictive, and I hope you're not pushing that drug.
Well, you know, everything that we write is sort of has a double meaning. Angel Dust, for me, it sounded neat when I wrote it, with the lyrics anyway, and for me, it's just kind of a weird dream that I had, and I woke up and I said it should be called Angel Dust because it fits well. But it by no means will be pushing heavy drugs.
Definitely not.
It's sort of a double entendre type thing. But it's a fun, catchy tune, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Anything else about Angel Dust?
It rocks.
We recorded it.
There's a great video for it. It's up on YouTube. You can check it out. Jade Brewer helped us out with that. She directed it.
A shout out to Jade Brewer, definitely.
Sure. We had a lot of fun with it. We also filmed part of it at Opus in Salem. And I don't know, people should go check it up on YouTube.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Without further ado, here's the Cosmic Vultures with Angel Dust.
Yeah.
All right. Angel Dust right there. The Cosmic Vultures from their record, Mariana. And wow.
Yep.
Angel Dust.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's very interesting. I have to ask.
I just thought of it. How much do you say you did you play with the Pixies, like to back them up?
No, we played the House of Blues Foundation Room. It's the room up, I believe it's upstairs from the main room in House of Blues, and they just played the same night as us. We didn't share a stage or anything.
Okay, they played the same night as you. Okay.
Same time.
When you were yelling Angel Dust, I thought of that Frank Black guy from the Pixies.
Yep.
Right, the way you would just, scream about monkeys and scream about heaven or whatever,
Yep.
Anyway, the next song, it was called, what was it called again? I'm sorry.
Liquid Intelligence.
Liquid Intelligence, yes. Was it Liquid Intelligence? I thought you wanted...
Yeah,
we had two on the
We're undecided.
It was
going to
be confusion, but Liquid Intelligence?
Well, we'll throw Liquid on, yeah. Liquid Intelligence sounds good.
Let me plug that in. Okay. Tell us a little bit about Liquid Intelligence.
I guess we wrote this one really about just the way the brain works. How your mind just shifts from thing to thing, and every day you have a different personality, a different aspect on different things. And we just like to put lyrics that are in there that just kind of make you do a double take and say, the first time I heard it, I thought it was this. Second time I heard it, I think I changed my mind about it. And that's kind of what we want to do, is just make people think when they listen to our lyrics and music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And were you guys happy with your 2018 August 9th version of it from a show you played in Somerville?
Ooh, good question.
I have that here. I could play that version of Liquid Intelligence, or you can find another one.
Probably
just the studio album version.
The album version.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not really sure of the quality on the YouTube.
Yeah, we're not really sure about that.
Could be good. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even think I've heard it yet.
We'll have to double check that.
Yep. All right, so you're playing in Beverly next week. Tell the folks where you're playing. Please.
Fibber McGee's?
Yep, we're playing Fibber McGee's in Beverly next Saturday. We're going on from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., so it's a long show. It's 3 hours. We like the longer shows because
we love the long sets.
Yeah, exactly. We like to showcase our entire catalog.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun. They have great food, they have great drinks, and a lot of friendly people. So
is that Fibber McGee's?
Fibber McGee's.
They have great wings, by the way.
Show up on Tuesdays.
Tuesday nights they have like 10-cent wings or something.
It's
like
ridiculous.
That.
Is it 50 or is it 10? It might be 50.
Maybe it is 50.
10 would be ridiculous.
Because if it was 10-cent wings, that you wouldn't be able to get inside.
That's probably true. That's a good point, Kev.
But come Saturday first, then go Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll meet you there Tuesday.
Yeah. So, all right. What I'm going to do is start playing this version of it. If it's okay with you, then I'll try to find the other version. Without further ado, here is Liquid Intelligence.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you.
Okay. Fading in the background is the song Liquid Intelligence. It's the Cosmic Vultures. And they're here in the studio with me. And the Cosmic Hello. Vultures want to tell us about the way that was recorded. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Take
it away. This was a... We did everything ourselves, self-produced, self-recorded. We bought all the equipment ourselves.
It was
a little expensive, but it's way cheaper than hiring a professional studio.
Yeah, it was done in our lead guitarist's attic, John over here. His we recorded the whole thing in an attic, and I think it sounds pretty good for an attic recording.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It sounded terrific. I'm looking for the next song, and while I'm doing that, which would I go here? Just this one?
The next one's Confusion. Actually, it's funny about this one is we wanted to make it seem like we were in a bar.
Yeah.
And so we all got together over the microphone and we just chatted some nonsense and clinked some glasses together and we got the bar sound. So we had a lot of fun with that.
It was literally the first time we recorded this, John and I just bored one night. Like, how can we make, we'll just do it ourselves.
So, like, random phrases.
The first 10 tracks are just John and I pretending to be 10 different people and clinking glasses near the microphone. I think it's pretty passable for a bar recording.
Yeah. For this song, Confusion?
It's supposed to be a bar intro.
Okay. If anyone's listening, they want to talk to the band, ask questions, it's 855-915-9636. It's 457. Today's date is November 17th, 2018, and I'm very happy to have you guys in the studio. Does anyone want to introduce the song?
This song is called Confusion by the Cosmic Vultures.
Yep, and John and I share lead vocals, and it's a lot of fun. Funky.
Check it out, and it goes like this. It goes like this. Go.
Like this.
Manifest really comes from what's within in your chest.